Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah chapter 18, it's verses 1 to 7. That's the entire chapter, chapter 18 of Isaiah. This is in the midst of what the ESV would say oracles. It's pronouncements of coming judgment, and yet interspersed in these chapters are declarations of hope and held out to even the nations, and declarations and promises of remnants, and even the promise of the gospel, as you see at various times. And here in chapter 18, it's an oracle concerning Cush, and perhaps has an idea, as many would say, of pointing to Ethiopia and that that portion, and including even Egypt a little bit here as well. But in the first couple of verses, there's this idea. Matthew Henry said, by the way, this is one of the most difficult texts to understand in all the Bible. Imagine Matthew Henry saying that about this text. So there's some difficulty surrounding it. And yet there's an idea of a clamoring for security, and envoys sent out and messengers sent out, and there's coming war, and you see this clamoring for a sense of security. And right after that, and you'll notice in verse 3, and in particular verse 4, there's the Lord being described as one who is calm in his sovereignty, one who is not out of sorts. Nothing is catching him by surprise. Everything is going according to plan, and he is ruling and ordering according to his sovereign will. And so you get in the midst of all that clamoring, there's a quietness about God and his own sovereignty and confidence and his rule. And then you have at the very end of the passage in verse 7, this idea of a people coming as a tribute, bringing tribute to the Lord of hosts, and this coming to the Lord in salvation. And then you can't help but think of Acts chapter 8 and Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch and him reading Isaiah 53 and thinking about the promises of this text coming to fruition in someone like that. And yet it's even meant to go beyond that and to describe the gospel going to the very ends of the earth, to what we might think are the most unlikely of people. And yet the Lord has his people scattered throughout. What a great promise it is in the midst of all of this, in the midst of judgment, in the midst of wrath. The Lord remembers mercy, and how we should be thankful for that and pray that the gospel would spread to the ends of the earth, and that the nations would come to the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, let's give ear now to the reading of God's holy word, Isaiah chapter 18, with these things in mind. Land of whirring wings, that is beyond the rivers of Cush, which sends ambassadors by the sea in vessels of papyrus on the waters. Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide. All you inhabitants of the world, you who dwell on the earth, when a signal is raised on the mountains, look. When a trumpet is blown, hear, for thus the Lord said to me, I will quietly look from my dwelling like clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom is over and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he cuts off the shoots with pruning hooks, and the spreading branches he lops off and clears away. They shall all of them be left to the birds of prey of the mountains, and to the beasts of the earth. And the birds of prey will summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth will winter on them. At that time, tribute will be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people tall and smooth, from a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide, to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, life-changing, inerrant word, may he add his blessings to it.